Galaxy. It's purple and gold.
I just don't see it. It's orange and red.
Guys, it's delicious. Thank you for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media saturation scientist. This week, we're coming to you from inside our office, where the big news was Peyton Manning returning for an 18th NFL season.
That's right. This was a decision that everyone in Broncos country was waiting on for a long, long time. And once it actually did become official, the organization released it through a tweet. And understandably, the numbers on that were just incredible. We had 768,000 reach in the first 5 hours of that tweet. It's a lot of people looking at that. 25,000 clicks on the tweet. So a lot of people are interested, like you said, and you know, that's not surprising. Not to mention another 400,000 reach on the rest of our content. We had John Elway, we had Gary Kubiak, lots of different content, lots of different analysis on Peyton Manning's return. And just overall in the Twitterverse, 26,000 posts about Peyton Manning in the first 12 hours after the release. It was just an amazing story.
Well, everybody in Broncos country clearly waiting to see what Peyton Manning's decision was going to be. Now, those tweets did really well, but nothing compared to a topical tweet from last week.
Right. I think everyone has probably seen it by now, read about it on social media, or seen it on TV, but we tackled the dress that you know, was very prevalent out there. To us, we made it orange and blue, and it was one of those ideas. I just thought, let's give it a shot, and we did it, and it actually did really, really well. Far surpassed my expectations, and it was just a really fun thing to do. We had 358,000 reach on Twitter, 90,000 clicks on our picture of the dress, just kind of our take, which is just amazing numbers. Like I just said, 25,000 on Peyton Manning, 90,000 on the dress. So, and then on Facebook, 127,000 fans liked it, 40,000 shares, and 7.4 million people saw our Facebook post, which is just an incredible number. So it was a fun time for social media.
Well, apparently the dress was actually blue and black, but we both saw the original dress and thought that it was gold and white.
Which it was.
Exactly. We're sticking to that. Anyway, if you're looking for Peyton Manning coverage, we have all sides of it covered on DenverBroncos.com.